Hey there, Wedding Pro. Are you using AI to its fullest potential in your business yet? Or have you been experimenting with ChatGPT with mixed results? I get it, and I figured out the hacks to get AI to help wedding pros elevate your brand, streamline your content creation, and more. And we're sharing it in our AI-powered Brand Voice Mastery for Wedding Pros guide, located in the Planner's Vault shop. This guide is filled with prompts, insights, and expert guidance on how to use AI quickly, powerfully, and accurately for your business needs. Whether you want to inject more personality into your copy or create more engaging social media content or communicate your unique value proposition more effectively, this guide is your key to unlocking the full potential of AI in your business journey. Grab your copy now at theplannersvault.com/shop. Or click the link in the show notes. Okay, friends, let's start the show. Hey, Weddings for Real listeners. This episode, number 202, is a solo one coming to you at the end of a busy year of weddings and lots of education opportunities. This episode is for you if you're feeling inundated and a bit overwhelmed by all the options and offers for education to consume as a business owner. You may be feeling this in your inbox, in the Facebook groups you're in, from the in-person industry conferences you've attended this year, or the opportunities you're considering for next year. So buckle up and let's dive into how to navigate education overwhelm in your business. Hey there, I'm Megan Gilligan. And this podcast is for fellow wedding pros that know what it really takes to thrive as a professional in the wedding industry. Because it's not what they show you in the movies. Spoiler alert, it takes more than a wave of the wand or toss of confetti to take someone's special day from big idea to big success. As for me, after planning weddings for 15 plus years, I'm now a business consultant, international speaker, CEO of The Planner's Vault, and a mom of three girls. Welcome to your safe space to laugh and dish about the glitz, the not-so-glam, and all things weddings. For real. Now, to really dive into this topic, we're going to travel back to pre-COVID and pre-2020, when there were just a handful of education options in the form of courses, memberships, and certifications out there. And as the industry has grown and expanded, especially during 2020, a lot of new faces came into the education space, myself included. During 2020, many wedding pros took the pause on events as an opportunity to invest the time they had into growing their businesses, and many seasoned pros with several years of experience under their belt started developing or further expanding their education platforms. And with this came a lot of amazing options for you to level up your business. And let's keep it real. Some not so great ones as well. And no, I won't be naming names, but we can all acknowledge that not all education is created equal, and one of the worst feelings is to take the leap on investing in your business and then realize the investment wasn't worthwhile because the education offered was not legitimately helpful. And with both the good and not so good opportunities out there, you've likely processed some of the following questions along your journey of trying to decide what your business actually needs. Questions like, how do I know who to listen to when multiple educators are saying different things? Or what content should I be consuming and what's worth actually spending money on? And finally, how do I avoid procrasti-education, or sometimes referred to as procrasti-learning, where I purchase lots of things but never take the time to review and make a plan to implement. Now, in the spirit of keeping it real, when I was growing and building my own planning business during the first 5 to 8 years, there really were little to no options for education, which in some ways really stunk because that meant the only way to learn was through trial and error and learning from my often costly or mentally and financially draining mistakes. And this meant I took some unnecessary detours and incurred some speed bumps along my journey of entrepreneurship. And that didn't feel great because I'm a big advocate of investing time, money, and energy into working smarter and not harder. However, I totally understand that in today's world of podcast conferences, digital shops, memberships, and general education overload, it can be easy to be overstimulated by all the options and educators out there. I saw this firsthand a few weeks ago after speaking at Wedding MBA, which I've done for the last 2 years, and sitting in on some fellow speaker sessions. I saw some amazing fellow educators share their knowledge and experience before and after my sessions, and in it there were slight variations here and there of us all talking about varied insight as well as tactics and tips for how to best serve clients, close more sales, avoid scope creep, and ways to differentiate yourself from your competition. And I imagine that as an attendee at this event, when you hear different things from different educators, you find yourself asking, what's right or best for my business? And this translates not just to in-person events, but all types of education that you could consume. So let's tackle this in the form of a baking reference, because I love sweets that I think may just make sense. Let me ask you the following question. Is there only one way, meaning one correct recipe? I'm pretty sure I heard you answer no, because there are hundreds of recipes that all end in delicious chocolate chip cookies. Some include almond flour, some include dark chocolate chips, some throw in oatmeal, some add coconut, some add in sea salt. In fact, when I'm looking to attempt a new recipe, I like to read through a few to see if there are some ingredients I want to pull from a few different recipes to customize it to what I want and what my taste buds crave. So I want to take that analogy over to wedding industry education and provide further clarity for your business needs with the following 5 quick tips. Tip number 1 is to carve out time to assess what you actually need. This first tip is essential, which is why I made it number 1. I want you to take a moment and ask yourself this question. What do I truly need guidance and assistance with right now in my business? Or in other words, what's a major pain point or two in my business? The answer could be 100 different things, but here are things I hear most often in some one-on-one coaching sessions. Bringing more awareness and leads to my business, converting more inquiries into sales, hiring and training team members, developing a CEO mindset, and finally, understanding your business financials. Do any of these resonate with you? Are these major pain points in your business right now? Because here's the deal. There will always be something popping into your inbox in the form of paid education. And if you have a better sense of what you actually need most right now, you may be able to slow down the train of procrastinated education, where you keep purchasing things out of FOMO that you either don't need or won't actually go through. Now, part 2 of this tip is to take an assessment of what you've purchased and carve out time to actually dive in. So perhaps you've accrued quite a collection of courses and templates and other educational support over the years. Now is the time at the end of the year to mark out some sacred space on your calendar to review the content and see what's worth implementing. In fact, that's my own plan for 3 weeks during our upcoming holiday. I've blocked my calendar out from client meetings, and I'm thrilled to put on my CEO hat for my business. An example here is I've been paying for a high-ticket monthly membership, which is designed for educators that I haven't had the time to dive into for the last 4 months. So I've blocked time out of my calendar to dig into the content and make a plan to implement it. This would also be a great task for a workation that gets you out of the day-to-day of your business. And if you've been a long-time listener of this podcast, well, you know I love a workation. And if you're new here, head on back to episode 143 of the podcast, where I talk all about workations, how to plan one, and the benefits of them to you and your business. And if you haven't yet taken one, well, make this one of your 2023 first half of year goals. Moving on to tip number 2. When tuning into education, whether online, in podcast, or in person, listen for recurring themes. What I mean here is, when it comes to education, I want you to listen to what you're hearing from educators that may be related. For example, many of us have been speaking about leaning into the power of automation lately. This is a common theme because we know it's legitimately a time saver and a way to level up your client experience at the same time. This could be related to your calendar apps, your CRMs, or other ways to automate your business. But when you're hearing it from many of your favorite educators, well, that's a sign it's worth paying attention to. Each educator may have different takes on a particular business pain point, but if you pay close attention, you'll hear some resounding themes from those that know their stuff. Their own experiences and teaching styles will vary, but I want to take it back to our baking recipe reference, because although you can make chocolate chip cookies 100 different ways, well, you can't make chocolate chip cookies without chocolate chips. So here are five chocolate chips or truths that I hold very close and speak about with passion as an educator. Number one, communicating clear expectations and upholding clear and kind boundaries with your clients is the number one key to a successful client experience. Number two, carving out time to think big picture in your business is exponentially important. Number three, leaning into your superpowers and outsourcing and delegating for your weaknesses while staying transparent with your team that you're an imperfect leader is absolutely a recipe for success. Number four, being more curious than trying to be interesting when building relationships with other wedding pros and potential clients is the number one key to great networking. And number five, your business is not your baby, and you as a human being are not defined by its success or failure. Now, you may have heard some of these truths spoken by other educators in their own words, and most likely that's because they've come to that conclusion based on their own journey, as have I. And you either have as well, or you will soon as you're building your business. Now, in tip number one, I encourage you to assess what you need. And then tip number two, I encourage you to pay attention to clues that point towards recurring messages from legitimate educators. Tip number three goes in a bit of a different direction. With tip number three, I'm encouraging you that not every educator or offering will be for you, and I want you to pay attention to your gut on this one. Meaning, if it feels off, it probably is. Now, personally, I do not want a chocolate chip cookie with coconut in it. It's not for me, and I know it at first bite. The same goes for education. And I'll give you a real-life example here. I assessed in 2021 that money mindset was an area I personally needed to do some deep work in. I read two books, one by Denise Duffield Thomas, who is an Australian money mindset coach I had back on episode 183 of the podcast, and one by another female author who's well-known. Both books were highly rated, yet one spoke to me, and one honestly turned me off immediately. I tried listening to both of these authors' podcasts. Again, one resonated and one made me cringe. Now, this will happen to you too, and I want you to pay attention to your gut on this one. If someone's advice feels like BS to you, then that means it's not for you. If their personality and demeanor doesn't sit with you, that's okay too. Just like you have clients you want to attract, educators all have their own style and delivery that will either resonate with you or not. And it's okay to not be feeling someone that everyone else seems to love. Unless, of course, it's me. Then let's discuss. I'm just kidding. You do you, and I promise to still cheer you on. Moving right along to tip number four, be willing to try out and test new things to create your own recipe. Now, let's say you don't feel strongly one way or the other about whether one educator's method aligns with your business model or not, and you found yourself torn over which method is the quote-unquote right way to do things. Maybe you're still navigating in real time what speaks to you and what doesn't. Well, then this is me encouraging you to stay open-minded and embrace a growth mindset when it comes to leveling up your business. Just because you've always done it one way doesn't mean you can't test out small tweaks here and there and see if it leads to better results. Also, you're not meant to follow one person's step-by-step business plan 100% of the time because you're not that person. You're you, and your business will require its own special recipe. A really great example of this was brought to me this past week when three people who are in my community membership asked me about a difference in something I teach in responding to new inquiries from what my friend Brandy Garr, who's a fellow educator, teaches. Now, we both focus on delivering helpful information quickly and through the power of automation, but then we differ slightly from there. Brandy's model focuses more on a large-scale, build-it-and-they-will-come fast-track method to adding to your team, and it absolutely works if that's what aligns with your personality and business goals. My approach to inquiries is slightly different in that I suggest a pause for assessment to check date availability before hopping on a call if you're looking to have more of a boutique model to business growth and team building. And the reality is, neither way is wrong. One speaks more to one type of business model and one to another. And what I'd recommend is take what speaks to you in your business goals and business pain points and tweak it to make it your own. And if you're listening to this episode the week that it comes out, then I want to invite you to join me and Brandy for a live on Instagram on Monday, December 5th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, where we'll dive deeper into this topic of different approaches together. Another great example of this is how, although Brandy is my competition, I've been very transparent about how beneficial I think the teaching she does on building profitable businesses is for wedding pros, and how I, without question, think her Wedding Pro CEO Summit is a worthwhile investment when it comes to education because I was there witnessing it transforming attendees in real life last year. And there are several other educators in our industry whose programs and courses I would give a resounding yes to their offerings because I know the heart and the experience behind what they're doing. Now, are there educators out there who shouldn't be educating? Great question. Yes, actually. Some have a platform that they likely shouldn't and can be doing more damage than good when spreading false or untested messages they believe to be true. In that case, my advice to you is to pay close attention to the final tip, tip number 5, which is lean in and ask your community or trusted network about the education you're considering. So if you're curious if something is a worthwhile investment of your time or energy, make sure you have industry friends you can ask that will keep it real and tell you the truth. Hearing from others can absolutely help you decide if something might be the right fit. And firsthand, I've not hired a business coach after hearing from someone else that the experience working with them was less than stellar. And I've also invested in some courses and memberships because I've personally heard from others that I trust that it was worth it. So whether these are trusted friends or peers in your market, or if you're a member of a group you trust online, take full advantage of that circle of friends near and far and ask for their insight. Now, if you're a member of the Planner's Vault, you already know that our Facebook group is one of the best places on the internet to ask questions and get real answers from those in the group. It's non-judgmental and it's real insight from planners who are serious about growing their business. It's not one of those Facebook groups where people start commenting just for the sake of commenting and spewing judgment and showing their ego. All right, let's take a moment to recap the 5 tips we've covered here. Tip number 1 is carve out time to assess what you and your business actually need. Tip number 2, when tuning into education, listen for recurring themes. Tip number 3, not every educator or offering will be for you. Pay attention to your gut on this one. Tip number 4, be willing to try out and test new things to create your own business recipe. Tip number 5, lean into your trusted network for referrals. Investing in yourself and your business is what puts you on the fast track to growth when you invest in the right things. But FOMO is real and is a powerful marketing tool. So it's on you to get clear on where the holes are in your business right now and make decisions with intention, having done your due diligence. Also, be careful of what I mentioned earlier about procrastilearning. This is where you put off taking action in your business and seek the safety of more learning, more courses, and more time spent preparing for feeling ready. Because let me say this in case you haven't heard it. There will never be a day in business where you feel 100% confident you know everything there is to know. Because honestly, it's impossible. And part of the learning comes from trying and testing out methods in sales, retention, customer service, and much more. And remember, you get to craft the recipe that works for you and your business, which means that out of all of the education you consume, including the information I share here and within my membership, there's no one way, one path, one recipe to build a successful business. However, at the end of the day, I'm cheering you on, and there's over 200 episodes of this podcast designed to be the pep talk you need on the hard days of making those chocolate chip cookies. That's all for this episode. Thanks as always for listening to Weddings for Real. This episode is edited and produced by Earfluence and is brought to you by my online membership for wedding planners, The Planner's Vault. Thanks so much, friends, and I'll see you next time on Weddings for Real.